CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday the 14th of June 2026, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. IARU President announced as the keynote speaker for the RSGB 2026 convention. The RSGB has updated its equality, diversity and inclusion policy. And you can make use of the RSGB full question bank. 4 years ago, IARU President Tim Ellam, VE6SH or G4HUA, shared his thoughts on the changes and challenges to the amateur service and what the future held for amateur radio. On Saturday, the 10th of October, 2026, Tim will return to the RSGB convention and in his presentation, he will touch on whether the future turned out as expected. Tim is currently serving his fourth term as IARU President, and the RSGB is delighted to welcome him back as the keynote speaker. Buy your ticket for the RSGB convention by going to rsgb.org/convention. As well as the keynote, the Society has a speaker program that will bring radio amateurs a wide-ranging selection of lectures. Whether you are keen to enhance your knowledge on propagation, FT8, or you want to learn more on VHF and above, there is something for everyone. You can keep up to date with the latest speakers by visiting the convention speaker page. The RSGB convention will take place between the 9th and 11th of October 2026 at Kent's Hill Conference Centre in Milton Keynes. The RSGB is committed to fostering an inclusive, respectful and accessible amateur radio community in which all individuals can participate fully and safely. It aims not only to prevent discrimination, but to actively remove barriers to participation, promote equity and create an environment where diversity is valued and inclusion is embedded in all that we do. The Society reviews all its policies regularly, and this week it has published an updated Equality, Diversity and Inclusion Policy. The policy has clearer language to explain the responsibilities of directors, staff, volunteers, RSGB members and affiliated clubs, as well as participants in RSGB events, training and programs. The policy also applies to all RSGB platforms and environments. The Society encourages all amateurs and affiliated clubs to read the policy. You can find it on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/policies. The RSGB will review this policy at least annually and monitor its implementation to ensure continuous improvement. In April, the RSGB exams team published the entire full license exam question bank on the RSGB website. This means that anyone studying for their full license has this valuable resource at their fingertips. The interface also allows users to generate their own mock examinations from the question bank. Feedback by radio amateurs has said how useful the resource is and that anyone studying for their exam should take a look. To get started, go to rsgb.org/exam-questions. The RSGB Examination Standards Committee has also prepared some FAQs to support the publication of the question bank. You can access these on the Exam FAQs web page. Have you seen the About the RSGB playlist on the Society's YouTube channel? There are nearly 50 videos to choose from, including a number of recently released videos with RSDB representatives. You'll be able to watch RSDB Propagation Studies Committee Chair Steve Nichols, GCYOKYA, talk about a range of propagation topics, including the best months for propagation and the possible effect of AI on propagation forecasts. If you'd like to learn more about the work of the RSDB EMC Committee, you can watch Committee Chair John Rogers, M0JAV, discuss some of the upcoming projects it has planned. You can watch the full playlist by going to youtube.com/the RSGB. The next Bath-based distance learning full license course will run between August and December 2026. The course will include weekly tutorials and work pages via an online classroom, as well as access to a remote tutor. Applicants must work through pre-course material and complete a quiz to be eligible for a place. To request full details and an application form, please email Bath-based Distance Learning's team leader, Steve, G0FUW, via golf0foxtrotuniformwhiskey@bravo-delta-lima.org.uk. If you're one of the nearly 10,000 ham clock users, please be aware that the original ham clock backend server will stop working sometime in June 2026, following the original developer passing away in January. To continue using ham clock after this date, and to keep receiving updates, you must switch to ham clock backend server. To find out more about this and for links to guides for both Raspberry Pi based ham clocks or those using an Innovata Quadra, visit hamclockisnotdead.com. The replacement open source ham clock backend server is called Open Ham Clock Backend, and more details can be found at OscarHotelBravo.works. Unlike the original, this is completely open source and is run by a team of developers, so there is no particular person responsible. The same team is also providing updates to HamClock client itself, which is now up to version 4.26. And now for details of rallies and events. The Junction 28 Radio Rally is taking place today at the Post Mill Centre, South Normanton, Derbyshire, DE55 2EJ. Also today, the Menditz Radio Rally is taking place at Farrington Gurney Memorial Hall, Church Lane, Farrington Gurney, BS39 6UA. Doors open at 7:30 a.m. and for traders, and 9:30 a.m. for visitors. Entrance costs £3. On Wednesday the 17th of June, the Lincoln Shortwave Club used equipment sale will take place at the Village Hall, Aisthorpe, Lincoln, LN1 to SG. Booking in will be open from 6 p.m. and the auction starts at 7 p.m. On Saturday the 20th of June, Inverness and District Amateur Radio Society GM North Radio Rally will be held at Glatchbeg Cross Centre, Allenlach Wood, North Keswick, IV1 3XD. The doors will be open from 10 a.m. For more information, email invernessradiosociety@gmail.com. And also on Saturday the 20th of June, Rochdale and the District Amateur Radio Society Summer Rally will take place at St Vincent de Paul's Hall, Northern Rochdale, OL12 7QR. Doors open at 10 a.m. and entry costs £3. For more information, call 07587 709006 or email rally.romeoalphadeltaalpharomeosierra@hotmail.com. And on Sunday the 21st of June, the East Suffolk Wireless Revival, also known as the Ipswich Radio Rally, will be held at Curtin Recreation Ground, Back Road, Curtin, IP10 0PW. Doors open at 9:30 a.m. and entry fee for visitors is £3. More details are available at echosierrawhiskeyromeo.org.uk. Now the special event news. Special event station Golf Bravo 8 Golf Alpha Whiskey will be active from Monday the 22nd of June until Sunday the 12th of July to promote Glaucoma Awareness Week. Look for activity on the HF bands using FT8, FT4 and SSB. Special event station Golf Bravo 1 Sierra Charlie Whiskey will be on the air on Sunday the 21st of June from the Shoreham-by-Sea National Coast Watch Station, BN43-5HY. The station will be operated by members of the Rustington Amateur Radio Group and Worthing & District Amateur Radio Club to celebrate the work of coastal communities. Activity is expected to be mostly on the 40-meter band using SSB. See qrz.com for more information. Members of the Vintage and Military Amateur Radio Society will be at this year's Military Vehicle Trust show at Badsey Farm in Evesham. They will be operating special event station Golf Bravo 2-6 Whiskey Victor Echo from Wednesday the 17th until Tuesday the 23rd of June. Several ex-military signals vehicles will be operating on the VHF, UHF and HF bands. The operators are keen to make lots of contacts, so if you hear the station, give it a call. Now the DX news. Paul MM0ZBH is active as 5 Zulu 4 / Mike Mike 0 Zulu Bravo Hotel from Kenya until tomorrow, Monday the 15th. He operates using CW, FT8 and SSB. QSL via Logbook of the World and OQRS. Raphael Sierra Quebec 4 Oscar is a member of the 50th Polish Antarctic Expedition to the Henryk Artowski Station on King George Island, South Shetland Islands, AN010. He will be working there until October. In his spare time, he's operating as Hotel Foxtrot Zero Papa Alpha Sierra on the HF bands using CW and SSB. Raphael may also be active on the 6-meter band using FT8. Now the contest news. The IARU ATV contest started at 1200 UTC yesterday and ended 1800 UTC today. Using TV on frequencies from 432 MHz and up, the exchange's picture quality, serial number, 4-digit code and locator. Today, the RSGB second 140 MHz backpackers contest runs from 0900 until 1300 UTC. Using all modes on the 2-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And also today, the practical wireless 2-meter QRP contest runs from 0900 till 1600 UTC. Using AM, FM, SSB and CW on the 2-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. A maximum of 5 watts of power can be used in this contest. Tomorrow, Monday the 15th, the RSGB FT4 series contest runs from 1900 until 2100 UTC. Using FT4 on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is your report. On Tuesday the 16th, the RSGB 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs from 1900 until 2130 UTC. Using ALMOS on the 23 centimeter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday the 18th, the RSGB 70 MHz UK activity contest runs from 1900 until 2130 UTC. Using ALMOS on the 4-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The All Asian DX contest starts at 0 hours UTC on Saturday the 20th and ends at 23:59 UTC on Sunday the 21st of June. Using CW on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and your age. The RSGB 50 MHz Trophy Contest starts at 1400 UTC on Saturday the 20th of June and runs until 1400 UTC on Sunday the 21st. Using all modes on the 6-meter band, the exchanger signal report, serial number and locator. And finally on Sunday the 21st, the Worked All Britain 50 MHz Phone Contest runs from 0800 until 1400 UTC using SSB on the 6-meter band, the exchanger signal report serial number and Worked All Britain Square. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday the 11th of June 2026. Last week we warned you about a potential geomagnetic disturbance caused by a triple coronal mass ejection, CME, from the Sun. As it turned out, the KP index rose to 6.33 and poor HF conditions ensued, just in time for the RSGB National Field Day. Luckily, Sunday the 7th wasn't quite so bad, but it did show how a KP index rise can damage HF propagation. A further CME warning has since been cancelled, but we're not out of the woods yet. A long-duration mid-level C flare was observed in the northeast quadrant of the Sun, peaking at just after midnight on Thursday the 11th of June. A CME with a possible Earth-directed component is possible, which could lead to a KP index rise. Meanwhile, the solar flux index declined to 124 on Thursday the 11th, as predicted, but that's still enough for some DX potential. Sporadically has been providing lots of entertainment, so make the most of it during June, which is one of the best months for sporadically activity. Settled geomagnetic conditions with a low KP index appear to provide the best time for sporadically. DX to be worked this week includes 5Z4/MM0ZBH in Kenya, which is active until the 15th of June. The station has been spotted on the 10-meter band using FT8 and on the 20-meter band using CW and SSB. PJ2/PH2M is active from Curaçao until the 29th of June, using mainly FT8 and some SSB. D4OL from Cape Verde is active on FT8 and FT4 until Friday the 22nd. Finally, look out for the FS/K9EL station from St. Martin, which is active until Wednesday the 24th of June. While we are in this period of summer thunderstorms, a reminder that it may be a good idea to unplug the antennas from your HF radios when not in use, but make sure you do this before any storm approaches. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will be in the 100 to 130 range. Quiet geomagnetic conditions are forecast all week, with a maximum KP index of 3, but be aware of CMEs, which are not easily predicted. Any solar flare and subsequent CME could upset the apple cart, so keep an eye on solarham.com for up-to-date news. And now the VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. There have been some very good sporadically conditions recently. This was particularly true at 50 MHz with openings at lunchtime and into the evening towards the United States on Tuesday the 9th and Wednesday the 10th. There was also an opening into Japan during the morning of Thursday the 11th of June. 70 MHz has seen openings mainly to Eastern Europe and Spain. Notably, we haven't seen much in the way 144 MHz sporadic E yet, but QSOs have been made by a lucky few. All this sporadic E activity has probably been aided by the extra long-lived metallic ions from meteors, the daytime arytids, an important shower in early June. The other ingredient often associated with sporadic E is the presence of jet streams, which are very effective at generating turbulence that can propagate up to the E region and aid sporadic E formation. The coming week looks to be reasonably set up with jet stream activity. This is probably more relevant for the northern half of Europe, so it may favour Scandinavia and the Baltic, with the occasional opportunity further south. As for meteor scatter, there's a gap in the calendar and it's probably a case of relying upon random meteor activity, which tends to peak around dawn. Rain scatter may fare better with a chance of showers, especially in northern parts of the country. The solar conditions have recently been at the low end of the scale, with the KP index between 1 and 3, which is typical of high summer. This also reduces the chance of radio auroras. There will be a period of high pressure today, Forsyth, before low pressure returns to northern Britain next week, although the south may stay close to higher pressure. This offers a chance of some tropo conditions. Hear me now. And moon declination continues to increase to a maximum tomorrow, 15th, with path losses falling towards minimum at perigee. 144 MHz sky temperature is moderate, becoming high tomorrow, the 15th, with the sun close to the moon, before falling back to low again from Wednesday. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSDB-affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSDB website, including email addresses and website links where known. This is the place to look for details, because today's bulletin of local news is going to be very short. I will only be reading non-repetitive items for my area of the South West and all the Wales. There aren't many. Starting with Shirehampton Amateur Radio Club. Members are participating in the Dig for Victory Show, GB4DFV, at the North Somerset Showground today. And the club's meeting on Friday includes a talk entitled, Is Amateur Radio Expensive? Trowbridge and District Amateur Radio Club has an on-air activity and Natter Night at its meeting on Wednesday at 8 p.m. Yeovil Amateur Radio Club. On Thursday, there's a talk and demonstration on the PSK31 data mode. And in Wales, Carmarthen Amateur Radio Society is holding an illustrated talk on Mathematics for the Radio Amateur, hosted by Les, GW8PSJ. Les will be looking at methods of substitution in some of our routinely used formulae from 6:30 p.m. at the usual club venue in Cumdead, Carmarthenshire. Halkin Radio Group has a social meeting and 23 centimetre activity night at the Britannia Inn on Tuesday from 8 p.m. And that's it. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as soon as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSDB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcast can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So, until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.